Welcome to this week's episode of Offscript. I'm your host, Will May, and I am super excited to have a special guest on today. Ashley's in the thick of it. We're super fortunate to be in a growth phase in every area. So one of those areas is the listing department. And so she's growing at a super, super high level. And our podcast episode this week was a topic that I hold near and dear to my heart, door knocking. So being a specialized brokerage, we thought, let's bring in somebody that does this at a high level, that has built his business in this space and has done a good job of learning the skill sets to do so. So we have a good friend, an agent at Toast Real Estate. Jim's been there with me as a leader since the beginning. I think I've been in there for him since he came into the industry as an agent. So it's been fun to see your growth. But Jim Hare, welcome to the show.
Man, it's so good to be here, Will.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Love you, man. I'm so thankful to be here.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you so much. And we've had a really cool journey to get to where we're at today. Mm-hmm. And so this episode really is centered towards maybe newer agents that are just getting into the industry and don't have like a sphere that's been built, a team leader that's maybe looking for a more systematic way to bring in leads to their team or to capitalize on listings.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that today and how that works. Or if you're an agent that just really doesn't like to call your database and you don't feel comfortable with that, there's changeover when you come into real estate. And I think sometimes it gets a little bit challenging to be like, oh, I feel salesy.
Yeah.
So I never say to go away from database, but if you're looking to, this is going to be your episode.
Right, this is the one out you get for that.
This is the one out you get. So, all right, so let's start with, like, in a world where, yes, we focus on database so much, but agents really are, a lot of agents are focused on online leads right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people think door knocking just doesn't work anymore. How has it worked for you, and how has that become part of your life and your business?
I'll speak to those online leads real quick, because, you know, it's so easy. We just pay some money and we get the leads. But the leads aren't that great in the first place.
Yeah.
You have to follow up on them forever. The conversion rate is so low. You spend so much time beating your head against the wall trying to convert these things. And you're competing against so many other people because they're being sold to how many other agents as well.
Yeah. Every time they click a home, right?
Yeah. So it's like we're paying money for leads that are low quality when we can't be doing something different, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're trying to get a different result, you've got to do something different than other people are doing. And that's where I think door knocking comes in, because you can meet people before they've clicked on Zillow and indicated and raised their hand, I'm thinking about selling or buying, and it gets you in front of them. And when you do the things that no one else will do, you can get the results that no one else gets.
Yeah.
Door knocking has changed our business in so many ways by just getting out and meeting people. And I think part of it is just breaking down that barrier that, like, hey, this does still work. And actually, I would argue it's more effective than many of the other lead generation strategies, other than in database, right?
Yeah, it just takes consistency. Yeah. It really runs in line with database. So when you're listening to this episode, door knocking can be paired with cold calling around listings. Like, those two things pair really well.
100%.
The scripts are very similar. Yep. One just involves walking in face-to-face, and the other one involves quantity.
Yes.
Right? But it's really interesting that you said that, because database, we preach this. Database is long-term follow-up. That's 1 to 20 years. And when you're door knocking and maybe doing circle prospecting and doing those types of things, although they may be, you know, what people would say, quote-unquote, outdated, they're tried and true. Yeah. And what you're doing is you're meeting people before that six-month window that Zillow captures 100%. Or Realtor.com captures. So all you're doing is you're adding to your database and building relationships and doing so.
Yeah.
So coming into the industry, how did that work for you? Like, how did you choose, this is what I'm going to do?
Yeah. Well, I'll break down another myth as well. It's like, you might think that someone's doing well in something because they were just wired that way.
Yeah.
I remember being a little kid and someone coming to my door, and like, those memories stick with you from different, you know, throughout your years for some reason, and this one stuck. But I remember someone coming to my door knocking and being like, man, I would hate to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and oddly enough, like, God has a way to have you do the thing sometimes. And like, but just so that someone might hear this and think, oh, well, maybe Jim's just wired that way and he just loves going knocking on doors and he's just that outgoing kind of guy. Like, I can tend to be, the way I'm wired, more introverted. But I've learned a skill set, scripting. Yeah. I've learned what to say and built confidence in that. And so now I'm doing something that I thought I would hate doing, but actually I love doing, and it's building our business.
100%. Yeah, so coming into the industry, how did you pick that one? Like, of all the lead funnels that are out there, why that one?
So kind of like what you said, I just needed to grow my database. I kind of knew a lot of people. Not a lot of those people probably were buying homes and or had the ability to do that. So when we talk about tapping our database, my database maybe wasn't like as high quality as some other people would be.
Yeah.
And so I needed to go find new faces. Also, probably a little bit, I was a little bit scared to talk to my people, you know, early on in my career, like, am I good enough? Do I know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
They don't want to talk to me, all the lies that we believe sometimes. And so I'm like, well, I'm going to talk to strangers because they don't know me. And I can meet new people and build my database.
I don't got to face them again.
Yeah. If they say no, well, they'll never see them again anyways. So, yeah. So that kind of forced us into it. So the first year we sold like 4 homes, not a great year at all. Going into the second year, it's like the make or break year.
Yep.
We're like, well, let's try this door knocking thing. That's one of the things they say is a thing we can do, and I need to meet new people, so let's try that. And I can go to really expensive homes and knock on their doors and choose my price point.
You can choose your price point.
Right? I love that. And so I'll just go knock on some expensive homes, and they don't know that I live, you know, in a really small home in a different neighborhood that I feel completely insecure knocking on their door in the first place. So there's
what you just said, how relatable, right? Like, they don't... Like, some of us are coming into this industry to find success and to find wealth and to start our journey, and we're having to present ourselves. Some of us have to present ourselves like, oh, we've already done this. We know this very well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what a great place to garnish skill sets, right, that maybe you didn't have before.
Yeah. So much personal growth just in, like, getting at all the things, getting in front of people, breaking down barriers, learning what to say, having confidence in that, believing that I'm a great agent in year two. And then that's 2020. So COVID shut the whole world down right as I'm like kind of catching stride, door knocking, like I'm getting some of the scripts, getting some appointments and things. And it's like, oh, hey, you can't talk to people anymore and you can't go out and you have social distance. And I'm like, well, this stinks. This is what I'm supposed to do. And oddly enough, I just continued to do it.
Yeah.
And people actually loved it. As segregated as the world was, as distant as we were, people actually liked seeing people. And they were like having conversations with me and opening up and realizing that, hey, I'm stuck in my home and maybe I need something bigger or different. And so just opened up a lot of conversations, doing the thing that you think you can't do in the time when no one else is doing it. Man, it just changed everything.
Awesome. So how did that year where you're going into like your second, third year, what was that like?
Yeah, so...
What kind of growth did you have?
That second year, first year was 4 homes, second year was 22 homes. So we were really excited about that. I'm like, hey, maybe this thing could work.
Yeah.
Had built some belief in myself at that point. You were helping me to, okay, hey, this guy's like selling some homes. Like, let's see what can happen here. And then that third year, we sold 46 homes. Awesome. And that was because of door knocking.
Yeah, that was... percentage-wise, let's go off of a couple of percentages you might not know right off the top of your head, but... what percentage of your business at that first part when you did 22 and 46, those 2 years, what percentage was coming from door knocking?
It was over half. And that's like, if you only count like the door knocking, let's think every time I do door knocking and I get a listing, well, I'm also going to host an open house.
Yeah.
So the leads I got from the open house. Yeah. I held the open house, but it's because I did the door knocking.
Yeah.
And so many of these things would spiral off of, or when I knock more doors and I've got this listing, like it feeds on itself. So did I host an open house? Did I circle that? Yeah, those things. But it all came from the door knocking at first.
Yes, 100%. And then you do 46 deals, and then what? You just go to 100, 150, and it just is perfect from there on out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just sky was the limit after that. So, you know, life has a way of throwing adversity at you.
Yes, it does.
We did 46 units. And I remember it was January, and we were sitting in sales meeting, and everyone's talking about their big goals for the year. And I'm like, I'm going to sell 100 homes. Come on, we doubled from 22 to 46, and now I'm going to sell 100. And then like 2 weeks later, I had a brain tumor. I had it for a few years, actually, but just it came to a point where like I had a headache, and it wouldn't go away. And went into the emergency room one day just asking, hey, I got a headache. It won't go away. I'm not sure what's going on. Took a scan. Basically, 24 hours later, I was having brain surgery to get a tumor removed from my head.
Remember.
It was crazy time.
Goosebumps just thinking about that time.
Yeah. You were one of the people that I reached out to, man, because I value you so much.
Yeah.
And you were a very important person in my life.
Yeah, I remember like it was yesterday.
Yeah. And you know, you think you're going, here I'm going, 100 homes. I had like all the confidence in the world to do that.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And then life just shifted on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people can relate to that what... God forbid, hope you don't have a brain tumor, but like life happens in different ways for all of us sometimes. And we have to take a step back and reassess and figure out what makes sense and how to move forward. We still sold 22 homes that year.
Mm-hmm.
Like what a great year in real estate for many agents, let alone that you had a brain tumor and you had to reassess life and figure out how to regroup.
Yeah. It's cool to see that. Like what an important thing to touch on right there. like you had 2 years of constant hard work and consistent action, yeah. and that carried you through a hard time because momentum continues. Once you've done this and you've built a pipeline, yeah, your conversations during that time after recovery and doing different things were more follow-up than anything.
Right.
But you're following up on stuff that you had already been cultivating.
Yep.
So it carried you through.
Yes, it really did. And so, you know, just the resiliency, like the faith to continue to move forward. Because I put a lot of questions in my mind. Can I continue to do this? Can I still knock doors?
Yeah. Even?
Like maybe what does life look like as I mean, I'm laying in the hospital? Like I have the physical abilities to do these things. Like, what's going to look like? Just believing that it's possible and moving forward and just trusting God in the process and watching how faithful he is and pairing that faith with the hard work that was done previous years and then and continue to move forward.
Yep. And then, I mean, what a great story of like of facing adversity and continuing to grow. So let's talk through this year, bring us up to speed up until today. And yep. then we're going to get into like probably the nitty gritty of good door knocking yep. and tactics, trips, scripts and tricks.
Yeah. Yeah. So this has been the rebuilding year, mm-hmm. right? So there've been a couple of years, like we just kind of, you're kind of like in this wilderness of like what's happening. Life hits you sometimes and it hangs on too long. But this has been the year we've took traction again. And if I could maybe speak into this for a minute, it's so important to be aligned with the right people.
Yeah.
You guys stepped away to build Toast. And even while we were still at our previous brokerage, like we weren't coaching as much anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's just because it's a transition of things.
Yeah.
And things just kind of fell off. And you guys started Toast. And I'm like, you know what? I need to start coaching with Will again because when I was coaching with him, like the trajectory of our business was just different.
Yeah.
And ever since coming here, the trajectory has been incredible. And it's just being with the right people at the right time, at the right places. When you have that, when that alignment is there, it changes everything.
Yeah. I think the energy you surround yourself is exactly, is going to dictate your projection, right?
100%.
So it was cool because you came in halfway through the year, I think you were at like 7 or 8 deals had yeah. been done and just felt like you were spinning your wheels a little bit. And we're three and a half months in now of consistent effort. And you're already at 19 pacing at 30.
Yeah.
That just shows the work ethic, right? But also alignment too. I think those two things are, you're right. That's really, really important.
Yeah.
So we go into this year, right? So we're in the rebuilding year. The goal is to get to 30.
Yeah.
Next year, the goal is to hit that 50 number we've been kind of focusing on, or
yeah.
you've been focusing on over the past couple of years, right?
Yep.
How is door knocking your number one? Are you doing database? Is that not something, let's address that right now?
I am doing door knocking.
Okay.
And database needs to be hit.
Okay.
I think it's just the crazy, like, this is what we've talked about a little bit in coaching. It's like, we're killing it. We're trajecting on a pace to hit 30 this year after a really slow start.
Yep.
And I'm hardly even tapping database.
Yeah.
Like my CRM is not being utilized the way that it needs to be. I'm still struggling to get all those contacts uploaded to my previous database into the CRM, and yet I'm pacing on 30 because of door knocking.
Yeah.
We're bringing in the additional pieces to get me the help that I need to do those things.
Yes.
So I can focus on the door knocking, and then I'm going to get the new leads from them. I'm plugging them in, and we're just, when all that needs to happen, like it's, I mean, it's going to be acceleration.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm super excited. You're starting to get leverage soon.
Yeah.
When Ashley came in and I started coaching her at the very, very beginning before all of this happened, about 60 to 65% of her business was coming from social media.
Yeah.
And that was like, when you see those stories of like somebody's developed a lead funnel or have some activities that have worked for them and they haven't done database yet, like once you get both pieces working together,
yeah.
man, that's a hockey stick, right? That's where things start to take off. Let's bust some myths here.
Okay.
People don't want to see a salesperson at their door anymore. It's 2025, Jim. People don't want salespeople at their door.
Yeah. I think kind of like we're not in COVID type S things anymore, but we're still so isolated that you would be surprised how many people would love a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true, maybe some people don't want to, but all you got to do is hit them with the big Forrest Gump hand wave. So I give them a big hand wave like that and a big cheesy smile.
Mm-hmm.
Howdy.
Yep.
And people can't help but smile.
Yep.
That means who is this guy? Oh my goodness. Okay. What do you want? You know, like you just play to those emotions and people smile.
Yeah.
Like, it's the mirroring, right? Like
you're
happy. All of a sudden they raise the energy a little bit.
Yep. And it's like a easy sales tactic. It's a pattern interrupt, right? Like they're not expecting to see that. that drops the guard a little bit and allows there to be some space for a conversation.
Yeah.
So many different ways to do that, but that's always been like your one thing that you've done.
Yeah. I've literally had people tell me, you were my therapy today.
That's awesome.
Like, people actually enjoy, when you genuinely want to help people and you're there for their interest, not just to sell their home, or like, how can I serve this person today? How can I love this person well today? And I have a purpose in what I'm doing, and I offer value to these people. Like, they can feel that when you come from that place, and they enjoy that.
Yeah. I think that's why you have such a big opportunity path in front of you, is just because of your demeanor.
Yeah.
Really, like how you present yourself to the world and how you care about people and make them feel present. I think that makes you who you are, my man.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Number two, it's outdated. That doesn't work anymore. We kind of touched on this a little bit. We could get Zillow leads, but door knocking, that's outdated.
Yeah. The reason people will say it's outdated is because they really just don't want to go do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're really afraid to get in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's easier to have a Zillow lead. Oh, they may want to do something, rather than like, let's reverse it back. What's the next hardest thing to do is make the phone calls, right? Mm-hmm. What's the next hardest thing to do is get in front of some people.
Yeah.
Actually have a face-to-face conversation.
Yep.
Because we've forgotten how to do that in this society. And so it's not, it actually does work. I would argue it works better than any other lead generation, other than maybe your database, right?
Yeah, sure.
But if I had to choose database aside, the other ones, door knocking is hands down, slam dunk will win over in a lead generation source.
I love it.
That's my debate.
That's why you're outpacing people right now in this market, right? It doesn't scale because it's just about getting lucky.
Yeah. What's the saying? I found that the harder I work, the luckier I get.
Yeah.
Like, it's not luck.
It's a numbers game.
Like, the more conversations that you have,
mm-hmm.
and I love what you've said, like, you're in front of the person with the product that you're looking to sell.
They're standing in it.
Literally in the thing you want to sell with the person who has the choice to do that.
Yeah.
You can't get a better situation.
Yeah. Like, you can literally talk to sellers by going, like, literally going to the house. This has been done. It's tried and true. It's been being done for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
People are just afraid of work, right? When I came in, I was 25. I was like, this is the most simple thing for me to do. I've worked much harder this in my life, roofing houses. Yeah. This is so much easier, but nobody will do it. This seems like an easy first step for me to build my database. So I will always say that this works. It just takes a tremendous amount of effort and consistent action. And if you do so, you're going to learn and develop something. But one thing I really, really think that a team or a business can grow, if you found one lead funnel that works, most people look at a listing and they say, this is just a deal to me. And really, it should be a systematic process of, how am I going to get one more deal out of every listing?
Yep.
We're going to talk about door knocking, whether that's running ads, circle dialing, doing something specific to your database.
Yeah.
You should be able to track every listing. How many leads did I get from that one listing through these actions, and did it work? And if not, adjust it, make it change. But those listings need to be a lead funnel in this market that 100%. We're in right now. Okay. Want to chat about the script?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. We're going to follow kind of our scripting philosophy, which is intro, 2 questions, 6 to 10 discovery questions, recap and close. And we're going to break that down into door knocking. So if you were to go to a door, maybe we inspire somebody, you know, that one agent out there that's like, I'm going to go door knock. I'm going to change my life, change my business.
Yes.
What do you do when you knock on the door? They answer and you're, hey, I'm going to sell a house, hand them a card and leave.
Yeah. So
what's that intro sound like?
Yeah. So the Forrest Gump hand wave, a smile.
You okay with people stealing that?
Yeah, you should 100% steal that. Absolutely. It disarms people instantly. And I actually say howdy. Who do you say? Howdy. Like, no one says that. But at a door, when you're trying to disarm all the things,
yes.
Use all the colloquial terms and stuff you can, like, it just really works.
Yeah.
And so I've got a flyer. If I'm door knocking for an open house, or I'm just door knocking because I want to grow my business in a certain neighborhood, like I said, you can choose your price point. If you're like not selling the price point you want, just go to an expensive neighborhood and start knocking doors.
Spend time there. What you focus on expands, right?
Yes.
Spend time in those areas.
Yes. So the wave, the smile. Hey, Jim Harry from Toast Real Estate. How are you doing today? And like you said, you have to pause.
Yep. I'm doing good. How are you? Is a not a common response for somebody, right?
Yep. You have to let them respond and actually listen.
Yeah.
Right? And actually show genuine concern that you want to know how they're doing. Mm. And then from there, hey, I'm out in the neighborhood knocking doors today for our open house down the street, 123 Main Street. Who do you know that would love to move into the neighborhood?
Yep. Perfect. Let's break that down real quick. So first thing is, you're being clear. This is why I'm here, right? In your own way. Hey, I'm knocking doors. Yours is a little bit in a place where you've like felt comfortable with it. Now that seems like you've done it hundreds of times. Hey, this is why I'm here today. This is who I am. And who do you know? I always say, be an owl.
Yep.
Who, not do you know? Because do you know is a yes or no question.
Right.
Who do you know prompts a thought.
Yes.
Oh, I have to think about this. Who? It's an open-ended question. probably still going to get nobody, mm-hmm. right? But they're going to think about that for 1 second, which is going to help them remember you.
Right.
So who do you know? Oh, I can't think of anybody right now.
Yep.
Then yeah, I don't know.
Then we start the questions.
Then we start, yep.
And I said, well, hey, I'm Jim Harrow. Sorry, what was your name? So I can get their name.
Yep.
Oh, okay, so-and-so. Well, great. How long you been living in the neighborhood for?
Yep, cool. Right. 4 or 5 years. They're going to answer that. We've been here for X amount of time.
Okay. What do you love best about living in Shadow Lake?
Yep. Okay. So as we go into these, so he's already talking through their situation. So one more question before we get here. We ran over a little bit quick. After who do you know? If you could get the perfect price, hypothetical situation, yep. right? If you could get the perfect price for your home, would you consider moving? Hey, I know we're gonna have a lot of traffic. We price this really well.
Yeah.
I know there's gonna be other buyers that want to be looking to get into the neighborhood. If you could get the perfect price, would you consider at all moving?
Yeah.
If what you're looking for is a yes, maybe a hesitation. If it's no, it's no. We keep going through questions, right? Yeah. But if you get one of those yes, maybe or hesitations, you go into questions right away. That's what we're calling our 6 to 10 discovery questions.
Yeah.
Agents out there, when you hear a lead, what 9 out of 10 agents are going to do are going to try to set an appointment immediately. Hey, yeah, we've been thinking about making a move. I should sit down and tell you how great I am.
Yep.
Right?
And how does he done that before?
Yes, right? So we want to sit in that. It's super uncomfortable. But what we want to do is we want to come from a place of, can I help this person? And I want to find out enough and I want to build enough rapport that when I do ask for an appointment, I know it's a 75% chance I'm getting a yes.
Yeah.
So that's why we do our 6 to 10 discovery questions. Let's go through some of those. I have some of them written down. You can just spout some of them off. Yeah. I don't need to answer them in a yes. script and role play form. Yeah. But you said, what do you love about the neighborhood? What else you got?
Yeah. Okay. So you've been considering a move. Why have you been considering moving? It's a great neighborhood.
Motivation, right? Why are you moving?
Mm-hmm. Okay. More space. What's important to you about having more space?
Cool. Just another good tactic there, right? So on your bigger pieces, motivation, timeline, you do this on criteria very easily. Go 2 to 3 levels deep.
Yeah.
It's really, really important. Have you used that when you're talking about motivation and why that's important?
Yeah, because oftentimes the first answer you get isn't the real reason,
mm-hmm.
right? It's kind of that, this helps move me on in the conversation. But when you ask them, okay, what's important to you about that? Is that the most important thing for you?
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes they're just telling you something, but actually, you know what? Because my wife is telling me we need to move, right?
Yeah.
Or my husband won't get off of me and he needs a bigger garage or whatever the thing is, yep. right?
So 100%.
The first answer you get more space, maybe that's the thing, but really it's the garage. And if you don't isolate that thing,
yeah.
then you're searching for a home for them that without the real reason.
Yep, no doubt about it. So need more space. What's making you think you need more space? Is it family, kids? What's the reason behind that?
Yeah.
What else you got besides, okay, so we have what's making you think more space? So you're going deeper on motivation. What are some other questions?
Yeah. What is an important location for you?
Mm-hmm.
What's the best location you'd like to move into?
Yep. Okay. So what area and why? Probably one more at least. Why?
And then why is that? What price point are you trying to stay within?
Okay. What price point?
Because I always try to, and I'll sometimes follow that up with, because I want to make sure I'm not sending you homes that are over your price point.
Good.
Because sometimes in sales, like people think like, oh, he's going to try to sell me the highest home. But I always come back with, hey, look, I want to make sure to fit you the right home. And I don't want to send you something too expensive. But I also need to know what their max price is.
Yeah.
So at the same time, right? So
yeah.
if you ask them, how much are you willing to spend?
Yep.
Like, that doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Right?
So, how high you want to go on this yeah. one?
So we'll talk about price, talk about timeline. You know, hey, what else should I know about your move that's important that I haven't asked?
Great question. Open-ended question. What else should I know?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm adding that.
Yeah.
Just picking that up right now.
Yep. And then so we'll say, well, hey, you know, I'm not sure if this is the right fit for you. Have we done 6 or 10 questions, but we'll.
Yeah, I'm going to go through a couple more just that we missed, and then we're going to go to recap and close on the importance of that. So you touch on one of these. I'm going to run through a couple of these. If you did move, where would you move to next?
Yeah.
So instead of just hammering them on, I'm the best listing agent, I can get you top dollar. Okay, you're going to move. Logistically, where are you going after that? Right? That's a super important question. Why would you move to that area? What's making you make this move? We talked about all of those. When you're talking about timeline, is this a 6 month move or is this a 6 year move?
Yeah.
I love that line because you're giving two options. Mm-hmm. And Jim, what do most people say? If they are looking at making a move, what's their timeline generally?
Half of the time that they really say.
Exactly. And most people are going to tell you we're somewhere between 1 and 3 years.
Yeah.
Every one of them, right? Oh, we're a couple years out. Oh, we're moving maybe next year sometime, right? So, hey, is this like a 6 month move or is this more of like a 6 year move?
Yeah.
Oh, 6 months. No, maybe 1 year, we'll say. And then, yes, our As salespeople, we know that whatever a lead tells you their timeline is, generally it's about half of that.
Yeah.
Emotion will get, once you get people in movement and start doing follow-up, they're going to want to move a little bit quicker once they get into the process of it all.
One of the questions you've shared too in the past that I really enjoy is, hey, is it more important for you to get the perfect price or to find the perfect home?
Yep.
Because that will help you to gauge which one's going to come first and what helps move the needle for them.
Yeah. Oftentimes it's like both.
Yeah.
Right. Some people will say that, but hey, is it like, okay, cool. Like, but if you don't get X amount, is that more important? Or is it like, we just have to find the perfect house first? What's going to prompt this move?
Yeah.
Right. Because some people have a very open search criteria.
Yep.
And some people are like, no, I have to, like, I want to capitalize on getting the most amount of money possible.
Yeah.
And more times than not, it's the latter, right? Once we find the right house.
And if they have really open search criteria, like sometimes that'll be the case, but sometimes we haven't done a good enough job to really help them do a needs analysis and narrow in their search. Like that's part of our job is like, if they're looking at this big wide net, like,
yeah,
we need to really hone in what's important for them because we can refine their search. And when we do that, because if you're looking for everything, you'll find nothing.
Yep.
But when you've helped them to narrow, this is what I really want. Well, now it's easier to pull the trigger on something because we've identified that.
Yep. It's funny because when you're door knocking, what you generally find is they are looking for a specific type of home, right, and they can't find it. And guess what you can go do? You can go search for that home. You can go door knock for them. And a really great line is, hey, oftentimes I come across homes that are not yet on the market. Is that something that would be helpful for you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes, of course it would. Awesome. What's your email? What's your phone number? Get their contact information. But you're showing value right there. And you're literally in the moment you're doing it, right? Like, hey, I'm knocking doors. Oftentimes, this is what I find.
Yeah. One of the other benefits of door knocking, it's a huge like differentiation between me and other agents, is I'll say, hey, I've actually found three homes this year so far, people off market, gotten them a better deal, no competition, a easier timeline to move. Would that be something that would be interested to you for me to knock doors in your favorite neighborhood and find you home just like I have people earlier this year?
Yeah. And that's a true statement. You've done that.
Literally have done it.
Literally done that this year. So you get to 6 to 10 questions. Who's your agent? What do you think your home's worth? There's so many really great questions there.
Yeah.
I love this because you could go 25 questions if you want to. You could be there for a while. Once you get to a place where you feel like you've isolated a problem, we go into recap and close. What's that sound like for you in this? And so, what's the importance of it?
So it sounds like, and whatever the situation is, you're needing more space. A larger garage is important for you. You want to be in a school district. Is that right?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, here's what I do with all of my sellers who are needing to move to a different school district and find more space. We sit down, we talk about what your home could be worth, how much you would net of the sale, what's available in the market, what's the timeline for your neighborhood selling, put all that together for you and have a conversation about what it takes the next step to move forward.
Yep.
How does Tuesday at 2 o'clock sound to you?
You nailed it. Spot on. So let's go through that a little bit. Well, I'll let you talk about first, what's the importance of that recap and close, and why do we do that? Why do we practice that so heavily here?
Yeah. I think it just helps close. Like you need the right scripting to help someone say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like help them say yes, because they need to sit. Like if you have their best interest at heart and they genuinely want to do the thing that you are helping them to do, then helping them to make that next step is in their benefit.
Yep.
So if I can help them to see, hey, I meet people like you all the time, and they realize, oh, okay, he does this a lot. This isn't his first time doing this. I can trust that.
Yep.
And then these are the things that we do next. Like, yeah, that makes sense to do that.
Yeah. When we're recapping and closing, the importance of that is to understand, isolate what their issue is, right? So one of my favorite questions to ask before recapping and closing, our whole goal with the 6 to 10 question is to find a problem. Sometimes it's challenging. If you don't have that skill set as an agent, it's like, what are you talking about, Will? Like, how do I find a problem for this person? Hey, why do you think you haven't made the move yet? And they'll tell you it. They'll tell you what the problem is. Well, we don't know where to start. We need to get the house cleaned up. We have no idea what we can afford. We can't find anything that we're liking online. We don't know if we can get enough for our house. All of these are problems that we are equipped and skilled in order to help them with, right? So why do you think you haven't made this move yet? Hey, it sounds like you're wanting to make a move for more space, and just like you had said, but the reason you haven't yet is this. Is that kind of what I'm hearing? They're going to agree with you, like, oh my God, he's listening. Like, this is, he understands the whole scope of the situation. Awesome. One thing I do with every buyer in your situation, one thing I do with all of my sellers that are looking to buy, and they can be as specific as possible, is we sit down and go over, you've literally nailed our closing strip, what your home's worth, what you can net after cost of sale, what you can afford on the buy side, and if right now is even the right time.
Yeah.
And that line right there, if right now is even the right time, is going to help them drop their guard, like, oh, he's here to help me.
Yeah.
Oh, he wants to help me find the right timeline, not push me into a sale, which is truly what we are doing.
Yes.
Would that be helpful for you? Oh my gosh, yes, that'd be so helpful. And it was so funny because I used to be door knocking and like I would be literally doing a square.
Yeah.
If you're on video, you'd see like I'd be doing a square with my hands, like yeah. What your home's worth, what you net after cost of sale, what you can net on the buy, like everything I was saying.
Yeah.
They would be like watching my hand. I'm like, oh yeah, we're sitting down, right? Like they believe in what I'm saying right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
So that's the importance that recap and close is to build rapport, but also you're gonna like dramatically skyrocket your percentages of actually getting that appointment.
Yeah.
And it holding.
Absolutely.
So I love this script because it works. It's tried and true. I think you've kind of developed you've taken this and like internalized it and made it your own.
Yeah.
So do you have that discomfort anymore when you're going to the first store? You feel pretty comfortable at this point?
No, I feel pretty comfortable. You know, it's interesting though, if like you'll take a week off because you have to call your 90 plus pipeline that you haven't been, I've been needing to get on my pipeline a little bit. So I, this last week, haven't knocked all the doors cause I've had to focus on getting that cleaned up. So if you like take a little bit of time off and go back into it, I'm like, oh, I haven't done this for it. So sometimes it can be that getting back into it, but just get back into that rhythm.
Yeah.
You know, I think when you do the thing consistently, you feel good about it. So that's why consistency is so important cause it helps you stay in that rhythm.
Yep.
But yeah, 100% butterflies can still come. When I get a seller who's saying, yeah, I'm interested in moving, I get those initial reactions of like, we should sit down and have a conversation, like, you know, reel it in, right? But you want to like wait still and ask the questions.
Yeah.
And so it's all those things, but that's why it's so important just to be in scripts. That's why it's so important to be continuing to do that lead generation and focusing on it. Go really deep on one or two funnels rather than trying to do all the things.
Yeah. I remember my first yes. I like literally almost just like walked away. I was like, oh, Randy Aguilar sells a lot of houses.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do this. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That like the first one's always the most funny, but like in my 4 years knocking 62,000 doors, I'm so glad I did that so other people don't have to knock that many. You've gotten so much more scripted and skilled than I even got in those 4 years, which is just a like shows your coachability, right?
Yeah.
And I used to remember like, okay, I'm going out for 125 a day. I know by like 17 and 19, that's when I'm going to start feeling like I'm in my groove or like, and then I knew the appointments could be coming around 90, 95. Okay, now I'm getting tired and this is just me like pushing my endurance a little bit. Grinding it out just to be committed to what I was wanting to do today. But that warm-up period is so true. Like the beginning part, like if you ever are going to approach this and say, hey, I do actually want to try this in door knock, the best advice I can give you is just put your foot on the ground and start walking.
Yes.
Because once you get to the door, you knock on the piece of wood with three hinges on it, like somebody's going to open that and you're going to have to be in the game, right?
Yeah.
And the first, what you realize is you'll sit in the car for 5-10 minutes, like, oh, I don't want to go. I don't want to call. You do this with calls too. I don't
want notifications. Yeah. Oh, there's an email here.
Put the fires out. And then you go to the first door, they don't answer anyway. what was I getting upset about, right? So you do got to get into a flow state where you're like, okay, this is where I'm feeling good, and I know that like what the appointments are coming.
Yeah, it helps to have that hype music on the way there too, if you can, whatever that
that's
looks
right
like for you. You have a little pump up music before you go.
Yeah, super, super true. Okay, well, you got anything else here that we can build off of? Anything else that you want to say?
No, I would just say do the thing that no one else is doing, and your business will get the results that no one else is getting. If you do the door knocking, it'll differentiate you from anybody else.
That's right. I'm so grateful for you. Thanks for being on the episode today. I'm so grateful that you're in our world and we get to see what you're about to do in the next year or two. And just thanks for coming on today.
It's an honor to be here.
Yeah. If you are an agent that is wanting to develop some skill sets, build your business, build a team, be a part of something that is skill set driven and production and high accountability environment, we would love to talk with you. We have two more openings on our shared services group. And two more independent agent spots. Both of those are involved with coaching and accountability. I would love the opportunity to talk with you as we get into 2026.
You should totally do it.
Love it. Thanks, Jim.
All right.
Appreciate it.